Tess, Mishnah Ches of Vav Metzia, more along the lines of the Choker, the rents of the field. Hamakabul Sade Mechaveru Lizara Saorim. The renter went into contract, he's the farmer, with the landowner, and the deal was that the farmer is going to use the field to grow Saorim, barley. So then, Lo Yizra Enachitim, he may not, instead of growing barley, grow wheat. Now this is, you have to be a horticulturalist to appreciate this Mishnah. The issue is that wheat depletes the nutrients of the field much more than barley does. So the landowner, of course, is looking at his land as his asset. And if he's getting paid if he's renting the field out to a choker, he's getting a fixed price. A fixed price of whatever it is, the produce he's agreeing to. He's obviously giving something, he's giving use of his field, which gets depleted, and he's getting something, some fixed, dollar amount of produce. So therefore, it's not fair to then do a switcheroo on the guy and use the field in a way that will deplete more than the landowner intended it to be used for. That again is going to be going, we're talking about a choker, where it's like a rental for an amount of produce. If there'd be an aris relationship, if it's like sharecropping and they're dividing it 50-50, whatever it is, so then the Gemara speaks out that the landowner would be happy because wheat is worth more than barley, and he'd get more now. What does he care that he's, he'd rather have money. He'd rather have his field depleted than his pocket depleted. So he'd rather have cash up front. Everyone wants cash now, so it wouldn't be a problem. So it wouldn't be a problem, according to Tana Kama, to switch from wheat from barley to wheat because it's more valuable. If we're talking about the arisas, the sharecropping. But if it's a tenant farmer situation, the choker, so then you can't first fix the price and then use the field for more than anticipated. So chitim, on the flip side, of course, then if the choker said, I'm going to use it for chitim, I'm going to use your field to, and sap its strength heavily, yizer enos orim, certainly he's allowed to instead grow barley there because the landowner doesn't lose, he gets what he always anticipated to get in terms of rent, and the, his asset isn't even depreciated. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oser. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no way. You can't say you're going to do one thing and do another thing. Now, there's two approaches in the Gemara what the issue is. The first approach in the Gemara is basically that's not right. It's not right to say you'll do A and then do B. He brings it based on a pasuk from Zephaniah, Sheris Yisrael lo yasu avla, the remnants of the Jewish people, they don't do avla, that's like, crimes. Velo yidabru chazav, they don't speak falsely, below yimatzah befiyam lashon tarmis. You don't find in their mouth, tricky words. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's just, it's not right. If you say you're going to do wheat, you can't do barley. If you say you're going to do barley, you can't do wheat. It's not the way to do things. You have to tell the guy what you're doing, you have to agree upon it. That's one approach. The other approach is that in Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is, it's nothing so cut and dry. It may be true that, in a vacuum, wheat depletes the field more than barley, but the farmer, the landowner may have other considerations. In other words, planting this crop rotation is, I'll let my tosos for a second, not like the bartender, I'll speak out what I mean in a second. We'll speak just one thing. Crop rotation is advantageous, let's say. In other words, so that's how tosos learns. So, you want to cycle through your different crops and let the, otherwise, if you keep on growing the same crop in the same piece of ground every year, it sucks up the nutrients more than if you'd rotate crops. If that's the case, so even though it may be true that, all things being equal, wheat sucks more out of the ground than barley, but this year, the owner of the field might have dafka wanted wheat grown there because it's been growing barley the past 10 years and wants to give it a break to let the ground replenish itself. So the fact that, objectively, wheat might be more resource intensive than barley, but there are more considerations than just that. So that's the second approach. There's actually a bit of a machlokas. The way I describe it with Tosos, there's a machlokas, which is, I think it's a machlokas in the Metzias, which is a machlokas in horticulture. If what's bad for the fields is planting the same thing every year, or if it's banned for the field is planting different things every year. Okay? So the Bartanura learns that rotating your crops is what's bad. And the Tosos learns what's rotating it. It's the same thing every year that's bad. But even the Bartanura himself, I'm not sure, I don't know what's going on in his head, why he hedged himself, but he even says, everything goes according to what's mitziyuti in terms of what's good for the land. So I'm not sure if what he meant was he wasn't sure if Tosfos was really right, or if he meant that different crops were in different ways, or if he meant that different fields work different ways. I don't know. But the point is, la halacha, this is the Rambam paskins, and this is the halacha, that you have no business doing something more depleting to the land than you agreed to. But that could, I guess, depend on what land and conditions and, you know, crops and what was fertilized with last year and all that kind of business. Okay. I think crop rotation is the way to go. I think normally, but I don't know if people do that, matter of fact. I don't think people do that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, in practice normally, in modern farms, where they grow corn, they always grow corn. But I think what they do is they just fertilize to replace the nutrients.
I think that there's still crop rotation
somewhere. They grow wheat 1 year, and they grow barley another year, and they grow corn a third year? Do they do that? Whatever they do, they do.
All four in one area, but then those four, they rotated within that area. In other words, they might have changed their whole business.
I thought like corn, middle of the corn.
That's what I thought too. I don't know. I'm sure, you know what, it may well be that certain crops, stuff, can need to rotate, and certain things can be there. Maybe corn can go, you know, forever and ever, but wheat can't. I don't know. Okay. So that's that. So the Mishnah continues on, the same idea, the second part of the Mishnah, but here you're comparing tavua, which is grain, as opposed to kitnis, which is legumes, whatever, yeah? So, again, so the legumes are considered more resource, you know, more depleting of the land, and therefore tavua, if you contract to use the field to put grain on it, leizer and a kitnis, you can't grow legumes instead, because that's going to suck the juice out the field. Kitnis, if you agree to grow legumes on it, so then yizer and a tefuah, then you could plant tefuah because it's less, you know, consumptive. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, again, Oster, he says, no, you can't. Same reasoning, either because not right the same thing and do another thing, or you don't know what the calculations were of the owner when he agreed to this particular contract. Just for the record, kitnis, which I'll just translate as legumes, that's kitnios, that's coming up for Pesach, is the same word, essentially. The Rambam describes back, he said it back in Kilayim, but it's just worth keeping in mind. Kitnis are the things that you eat the seeds of it as the main food. That's what he defined kitnis as. And in truth, then, therefore, really, the five grains are also kitnis. It's just that they have a special status. Right? But in other words, rice is kitnis because you grow this plant and its seeds are the rice kernels and you eat it. But that would also be true for peas or beans, again, because, you know, you grow the bean plant and it grows little beans and eat those beans. So that's what kitnias are. They just grow on a tree, that's why. But peanuts, which taka aren't nuts, they're really these things, are taka legumes, no peanut butter. On Pesach. Yep. Sorry?